Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Man, they're going nuts around here today because of this Supreme Court ruling and this petition by Bush to the Supreme Court of the United States and the fact that it's the day before Thanksgiving. I'd like to say, first of all, I'd like to throw out a happy Thanksgiving to my wife, Maria, who is boiling sausage meat right now and roasting dog. That is our traditional meal. We skin a neighborhood dog and roast it over an open pit. And right now, I'm just joking. Now, anyway, she's doing what she's doing, which is making a mess in our kitchen. Now, she's cooking up our beautiful meal. I'm going to be the guy doing the turkey tomorrow. She is doing our pre-turkey meal this evening, which is lasagna and habanero-style sausages. Yeah. Now, I know a lot of you guys are on the road today, and a lot of times the day before Thanksgiving, what we do is we ask you to call us. Tell us where you're stuck. Tell us where you're sitting and moldering. Tell us where you have run that exhaust pipe into the interior of the car and rolled the windows up and decided to just go ahead and kiss this mortal coil goodbye. Give us a call. Tell us where you are so we can laugh at you. Now, you know, just maybe give you a little encouragement and also keep you company here. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. It's our pre-Thanksgiving show, which generally is much more intensively theatrical, perhaps, than today's will be. But that's because, you know, we've got all this news about the presidential election. And that's where we are supposedly voted for a guy, but the guy that we voted for ain't there. I don't care whether it's Gore or Bush. Now, the Supreme Court of Florida, which has got no friends anywhere, it seems, they said that there would be a... What did they say? I don't even know what the hell they said. Then the United States Supreme Court said something. I don't know what the hell they said either. I just saw Bush. I can't figure out what he said. And Gore just said something. And you can never figure out what he's saying. You never know what that guy's saying from one day to the next. Now, let me say this. Gore's like a drunken friend of mine at a party where he gets up on the bandstand and starts, you know, it had to be you, and you're pulling him off the stage. Just come on, let's go, man, come on.
No.
Just come on, man. Ain't that what it's like? If you're a Democrat, and I am one, a proud member, and I've never talked so much about my politics than I have the last few weeks, but I guess everybody's kind of wearing it on their sleeve, aren't they? Even my good personal friend Craig Taylor, who voted for, who the hell did you vote for? Some swami from India or something? This guy wrote in Alfred E. Newman. Stop talking about Mike like that. I am. The last party I went to was Schaefer. He's like, hey, I want to do an Almond Brothers song. Come on, Schaefer. Nobody wants to hear the fifth Almond Brothers song of the night. Come on. Not really. Well, that's the way Gore is. He's like a stone souse juice hound who won't get off the stage and leave us alone. Now, you may say, well, what about Bush? He won't get off the stage either. Yeah, but he's the guy that's leading. He doesn't have to get off the stage. I don't care if it's 900 votes. I don't care if it's 700 votes. The guy's ahead. This cat, man, you're treating this poor dude. Look, man, I said to Maria this morning, we're talking about this election, and she said, well, what if Gore wins? I said, well, if Gore wins, it'll be the most unpopular presidency. But then again, Bush wins, it ain't going to be too popular either. It's just going to be 4 years of a mediocre guy. She said, well, whatever, that'll be like that Kennedy thing, you know, when Kennedy stole it. And I said, and I mean this, I said, you know what? Just like in the movie Nixon, you see Nixon with Oliver Stone? Where Richard Nixon, played by Anthony Hopkins, is standing talking to his campaign manager, and he's angry that Kennedy stole the election. And the campaign manager, he says, Dick, forget it. They stole it fair and square. We'll get them in another 4 years. And I related to that, and any American would relate to that. Any real American would relate to that. There's a way of stealing an election. You got to steal it fair and square. You got to do it smooth. You got to do it beautiful. You got to do it with some oily hands, some slicked hair, some shiny suits. You got to do it right. But you don't slop around stealing an election. Didn't I just ask people if they're stuck in traffic to call? What do I got, two calls on the board? If you're stuck in traffic, you can call and talk to me. 1-800-449-8686. It's got to be a good call, though. We're not putting just any old call on the air. You got to be good, interesting, young, female. See, now they're calling. See, I gave them permission. When you give them permission, when you say, okay, now, when you drop the handkerchief and go, okay, now, call, then they call. You have to give them very specific direction. I think probably they thought that I was kidding, because I don't take a lot of calls during our non-character, our non-interview, our non-guest, our non-whatever the hell you want to call it, hours. But this hour, you know, pre-Thanksgiving, we'll see what we get. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So I said, yes, there's a way of stealing an election. You got to do it clean and smooth and beautiful. And frankly, thank God Kennedy stole that election because we had, well, we had 3.5 years of Kennedy. It was kind of interesting, wasn't it? He was a smooth, suave, deboner guy. He was good looking. He did that whole bit at the Berlin Wall. He did the whole 14 days of the October, the Cuban Missile Crisis. He did it all. He's a president that people look back on with pride. Not if you're some old, wrinkly, crusty, old, redneck Klansman from Alabama. No, you still think of Kennedy as a communist. But then again, you're nuts, right? You belong in a padded cell. We all know that. And half of you guys are in one now anyway. But if you're young and you look back with the perspective of the rose-colored glasses of history, you see Kennedy for what he was, or for what we'd like him to be, which is King Arthur. Camelot. So, yeah, he stole the election. You better believe he stole the election. Him and his Irish old man. Him and his drunken old Irish slumlord old man. And I can say that because I'm a Mick, too. He stole it. But this ain't the way to do it. Not the way that Gore's doing it now. And I'm not saying that Gore's actually, quote, stealing the election. What I am saying is that Gore is stumbling his way through this thing like the dumb redneck that he is. Pardon me for saying. Just like the dumb hick that he is. Yeah, I know he went to Harvard. So what? So he went to Harvard. You know, they got that kid out of the weeds. Remember that dog boy, the kid that was raised by wolves? They sent him to Harvard, too. He was swinging from the chandeliers there. Remember that kid they found that was raised by the apes? They found a kid. He was raised by the apes. I'm not talking about Tarzan. I'm talking about a real kid that was raised by either apes or squirrels or something. And you know what I'm talking about, Melissa? I swear to you, I know you think I'm kidding because there were movies, but there was actually a kid who was raised by a pack of raccoons or something up in the wild. And they got him out of there, and they taught him how to do a half Windsor knot on a tie and comb his hair, and they sent him to Cambridge or something. He still was swinging from chandeliers. Well, being a raccoon, what would you be doing? He was washing off fruit in the swimming pool. He was raised by raccoons. Everything was fine, except this kid, he had the annoying habit of washing fruit off in the swimming pool, you know, the way raccoons do in a stream. And I'm telling you, it was a whack thing. How old is this lady on six? Okay. Here's a, I think we've got a mobile on the 805 going north. Hi, how are you?
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
How are you today?
Good, with the Beverly Hillbillies.
It's the Beverly Hillbillies?
Yeah, we're bringing my mom from San Diego up to L.A., and she's in the back of our van in a recliner chair. don't tell the cops, Phil. Don't tell the cops.
Is that right? Oh, yeah. Is that illegal? Is that against the law in terms of you have to be seatbelted in, and you've got her in a deck chair back there?
No, she's in a recliner chair. Easy, lazy boy.
Now, is she infirmed or otherwise bedridden? Or
For this trip, she's bedridden.
Okay. So, in other words, you got your mother, and you tied her to a cot and threw her in the back of a van.
Pretty much. It ain't so pretty.
So now where are your folks at? Where are the relatives at?
We live in L.A. She had a heart attack a month ago, so we came down to San Diego to pick her up to take her home for the holiday.
Oh, great. So she had a heart attack a month ago, so now you've strapped her into a cot in the back of a van and stuck her out on a smog-filled freeway.
Right. So we figure we hit the brakes, she goes through the windshield, and we don't have to worry about it anymore.
We don't have to worry about it, but, you know, there you go. That's very good.
One less for Thanksgiving tomorrow.
That's a Phil Hendry Thanksgiving.
Isn't
so,
it?
Yeah. Now, when did you start this morning?
Actually, we didn't. We started about an hour ago.
When was it, dear?
About an hour ago.
Oh, an hour ago. Okay.
And
so we're
finally going to about 10 more.
You got 10 miles?
No, about 10 more hours.
Okay, I feel like I'm talking to Jim Lovell now on Apollo 13. But Jim, do you have oxygen? 10 more miles to go?
No, 10 more hours, Phil, hours.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're just guessing now, because I don't know how bad it is, but coming up from San Diego this time of day, yeah, it's probably going to be. Is it slow? I mean, is it?
It is slow and go, but more slow than go, Phil.
Wow. All right, well, good luck.
It's about as slow as your radio show sometimes.
Gee, thanks. You know what? Just keep it on the road. Keep mom on the road.
We're going to keep mom on the road, and we'll keep listening to you, and we like this kind of radio show just as good as the other.
All right, well, thanks for calling.
You got it, Phil. Have a great holiday.
Okay, bye. Bitch. Now, anyway, I'm just kidding. Okay, 1-800, Romulus and Remus were suckled by wolves, and Lucan the wolf boy was on ABC raised by wolves. All right, thanks a lot for that. 1-800-449-8686, Lucan the wolf boy. Anyway, I'm talking about Gore winning an election, and he's got me with Lucan the Wolf Boy on ABC. Now, there really was a kid who was raised somewhere out in the woods, and I don't know what he was raised by. Kevin Brophy was raised by a wolf? Oh, he's an actor. Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. I got a board full of calls here, and we can't find one interesting person out on the freeway who's stuck in traffic. Now, see, they get on the show. Well, I used to think to get on the show you had to be good, but generally we screen our show as stringently as most anybody. Probably more so. But, you know. Today, we got nothing. There's nobody out there. There's nobody with anything interesting to say, huh? Okay. You want me to just dump all these calls off the line? Why don't I just do this? Why don't I just dump them all off and just go ahead and busy it out? How about that? Is there anybody interesting to talk to today at all stuck on a freeway? I mean, I don't just mean some shuck and jiver, you know, who's talking about, you know. I want people, number one, let me explain this to you, Mike. People who've been stuck on the freeway for a long bloody time, not some hick who was on the road for 20 minutes. Got you understand that? Okay. And somebody with something to say that's like interesting. Okay? All right. Or otherwise, we can just get up and split now. We don't even need to do this freaking show. Because I'll tell you something, most everybody's on a freeway going to grandma's house. And they're all going to have their turkey or whatever, or they're glued to the TV waiting to see what's going on with this recount in Florida to find out whether or not we're going to have a president. At this point, I think Clinton looks fantastic. I think he ought to stay for another 4 years, because these two stumble bums, these two guys that couldn't put this campaign away, they couldn't put this election away, these guys that couldn't get any kind of a real majority of votes, these guys that are winning by 900 votes or losing by 30 or whatever the hell it is, and right now, Gore is sitting there eking out every last little vote. This recount, he's got 35 more. He's sitting there looking at this like he's watching gumballs in a gumball machine drop down. Look, there's one more vote. There's another. He's got 35 extra votes. Hey, he picked up 35 in Palm Beach County. Now, they just had some announcement about Palm Beach where, you know what happened was that the Florida Supreme Court said that the hand counting can continue until 5 o'clock Sunday or 5 o'clock Monday. No, nobody knows what these guys said. The Florida Supreme Court, which supposedly is a body of eminent people who have got something going on upstairs, these guys made a ruling that no one understands. Something about Sunday, some about Monday. Are the votes certified? Are they not? Is it that you stop counting and then certify? Did you stop counting, but it isn't certified? Can you just certify them while they're counting? They don't even know. Nobody understands one thing that these hayseeds that sit there in Tallahassee said. Hayseeds with really interesting long black robes and nothing on underneath. Nobody understands a word these guys said. So what we have here is some kind of a recount that's going to keep on going till Sunday, and then they're going to drop a handkerchief and, you know, pin the tail on the donkey or something. Flip a coin. Nader just said that they got to flip a coin. He says, and I'm serious. And you don't have to say you're serious, Ralph. We already know you're serious. Everything that comes out of your mouth, we figure you're serious. Not that anybody agrees with it. Not that anybody understands it. Not that anybody want to have anything to do with it. But we know you're serious. You could say you think they're little green men inside your toaster. And you could say, but I'm serious. No, we know you're serious. Anything out of your mouth, Nader, we know. So he says, I think they ought to flip a coin, and I'm serious. That's fine, Ralph. Now, why don't you go ahead and sit back down? You go ahead and that's it. Go sit down, because when we need your input, man, we'll come calling for it. Okay, Cyprus, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, Phil.
How are you?
Okay, I'm fine. Number one, I can be on your show because I'm blonde and I'm young.
Or at least okay? You claim to be, and that's fine,
well,
too.
No. Yes, I am. Now, number two, I've been
35 ain't young either, but go ahead.
Okay, I've been in traffic, and another thing,
you make me
laugh every day. Every day you make me laugh, and I really love you. Okay, now, I've been in traffic for almost an hour.
How many talk shows do you call a week?
You're my first one. Well, okay. I called Dr. Laura before, but they wouldn't let me go on.
Hey, by the way, I almost went on Dr. Laura's show today with one of her corny jokes. She was taking corny jokes, and somebody
There was a really good one.
Yeah, and somebody walked down the hall, and Melissa Morgan, who works for me, she said, "Can Phil get on the Dr. Laura show with a corny joke?" And the next thing I know, I got Amir is down there saying, "Phil, do you want to go in there? Laura would like to have you in the studio to tell your corny joke." And I went, "No, I don't want to go in and tell a corny joke."
Well, and I thought you said you wanted to.
No, I said I wanted to. I had a corny joke that Melissa could tell her, but I didn't want to go on the show.
Okay.
So you're stuck for an hour. Where are you going?
I'm going to my uncle's house in Glendale.
Okay, is that a farm?
Pardon?
Are you going to a farm?
A farm? No, he's in a nice area. It's really, he redid an old Spanish home.
Okay.
It's really cool. He's an artist.
Great, and you're going over there to Yorba Linda from Glendale, which is
from Yorba Linda to Glendale, right.
Okay, how far is that?
Well, that's about like an hour and 15 minutes.
Yorba Linda, by the way, is where Richard Nixon was from.
Right on.
And Glendale is in the metropolitan, you know, it's in the western San Gabriel Valley. So that's about an hour and 20 minutes ordinarily. And how long have you been on the road?
I've been on the road almost an hour with a 30-minute distance.
Okay, so you've been an hour and it should only have been 30 minutes.
Right.
What does that mean?
No.
You've gone 30...
Normally, I went like normal. I would have went 30 minutes, and I've been sitting. It's been an hour so far. So it's like double time just sitting here.
Okay. Well, I'm scared
now.
Okay,
you do that. I know it's fuzzy math.
I don't know
math,
what you're talking about.
It's total fuzzy math.
Well, good luck. Hope you get there. Are you supposed to be there?
Phil, you're the great. I love you. Don't
you're doing
stop
an average
talking.
Of 30 miles per hour, according to Craig Taylor.
Don't stop talking, Phil. Okay?
We'll keep talking.
I love you.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Well, that was great. We're doing real good. I got the Beverly Hillbillies on one end. Then I picked up this one. That was Barbarella from Galactica. I don't know what she was talking about. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. Tell you what, let's get out of California. Let's go to Florida. Nobody's confused down there. Tallahassee, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil, it's Glynis Donnelly. How are you doing?
Glynis, how you doing?
Great, I'm in Tallahassee right now. I'm a native of Tampa.
Yeah?
And we're on our way to my brother's house for Thanksgiving in Mobile, Alabama.
Now, so you left Tampa at what time?
We left Tampa, it must have been about 2:30, and we just arrived in Tallahassee.
Okay, so it's 7:30 in Tallahassee, and you're on
right.
Wow, so that's 5 hours from Tampa to Tallahassee. Is that ordinarily a five-hour drive? That doesn't seem like
it's normally a four-hour drive.
So that's not too bad. And you're on your way to Mobile, Alabama.
Yes, but we're spending the night in Tallahassee tonight. Actually, we made these plans a month ago.
Oh, wow.
I'm married and have three children.
Are the children going to be in the motel, or you keep them in the car? Or,
oh, no.
Oh, I can hear them squealing now. I can hear the kids. Yeah?
We're staying at a Hampton Inn, and fortunately, I saved my confirmation number.
How much per night?
$86 a night.
And you got two rooms?
No, we have one room.
Do they have
a king-size bed and a queen-size bed.
Oh, so it's you and the four kids?
Three kids, my husband and
okay.
three children.
So you and the husband in one, the three kids in the other bed. Do they have that continental breakfast deal there?
Exactly.
You know, you can go downstairs and get the kids like to run down and get the rolls and stuff, you know?
Oh, they do. They love to play with the cereal.
Yeah, so they can get the little boxes of cereal and stuff.
Right.
It's a pretty good deal. Have you got a trailer that you're hauling or anything?
No, we're not.
Okay, so you're set.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Mobile, Alabama. Now, does your brother live in a house with a chain link fence around it? I'm just kidding. Well, that sounds cool.
We didn't plan on all this excitement in Tallahassee when we made our reservations a month ago.
What have you people done down there? Yeah, it's a mess down there.
It's a mess. And
you guys in Florida couldn't make your mind up. Now you got the whole country in a... I don't care at this point.
Such a freaking insult to the people in Florida. I'm a native of Tampa,
yeah.
And I feel it to be a complete insult when a judge in Palm County decides that he's going to decide the intent on voters when, you know, you can't read people's minds.
Right.
So I think that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of in my life.
It sucks. You Republican?
I am.
That's fine. That's not a problem. That's fine.
Yeah,
that's fine.
I feel like they're really grasping at straws.
Are these guys in Palm Beach County? Well, you know, I mean, we did a bit last week where we said the old people were wandering in and raving at the top of their lungs and had to be helped into the booth. Anyway, good luck on your trip there to Mobile. And
thanks
for calling us from Florida. It was a nice break from the California mora. I mean, the wonderful people here. Bye. It's Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. So Miami-Dade is not going to do a recount. They decided that whatever it was those judges said, they can't figure it out. They ain't even going to do it anymore. They said, screw it. We're throwing this stuff back where it came from, and you guys can just put it in a can and stick it in the street. That's what I wish they'd do with a recount in Florida. Stick it in a can and put it on the street. Just put it out on the street. Let the guy come and take it away. Problem is, in Florida, they ain't got recycling. Which they don't, by the way, because the building I lived in Hallandale didn't have recycling. So it was a lot of fun just throwing all kinds of crap all into the same dumpster. Bottles, mattresses. And speaking of that, on the Alligator Alley in Florida right now is a guy that used to live across the hall from me. My apartment in Hallandale was kind of an older building, and this guy used to steal my furniture. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, and you?
Very good.
No, furniture is an unfair rap.
Did we ever meet? Did we ever actually exchange, you know, glances?
Yeah, this loving is how or otherwise? We met. At 3 o'clock in the morning, I used to hear, and I said to my wife, there's Phil. He's home from your hacking cough that used to resonate down the hallway.
3
remember
o'clock in the morning, there's, there's Phil, he's home.
White, crappy couches that were, like, stained with tar.
You know,
I
those,
thought you moved.
That couch, by the way, was a custom-made job that I got in Bloomington.
Well,
okay.
It appeared to have absorbed a lot of cigarettes.
A lot of,
I'm only guessing
a lot of fluid.
On why it was that color.
Right.
But,
so naturally, you took it and put it in your apartment.
Well, I needed furniture.
And started
time,
sleeping on it.
More importantly, I thought you had moved, and you were getting both papers, so I thought this is perfect. The guy's gone, and I can get both papers.
Get a load of this. The guy's getting my newspaper, my furniture, coming into my house and picking stuff out of my refrigerator. Door was locked, picking
the
lock.
The whole story is,
you know, when a guy moves,
I don't know if anybody would even know this, but one time my wife saw Yvonne going into your apartment. You don't even want to know the rest of this story. You may not find it that funny. So she sees Yvonne going into your apartment one day, and she says, hey, when you're done down there, can you come down here and give me a price?
I believe it. Yeah, I know. That was Florida. I know. I believe it.
I'm sorry about that, man. I really am. I hope that didn't lead to the downfall.
It didn't lead to the downfall of anything, no. We left
anyway,
as friends, and I got out of Miami, and now I'm here, and I'm married to a white woman. So what's it to you?
Good for you.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm driving across Alligator Alley.
Yeah, we understand. Okay, so thanks for calling. No, go ahead. So where are you going?
No, well, unfortunately, I'm going to Tampa, which, quite honestly, is a crappy trip under any circumstances because it is boring. But the good news is you can go about 90 because there's nobody on the road and there's no cops.
Well, there's nobody
today,
going from Miami to
like
Tampa.
Bumper to bumper. It's ridiculous.
Why would anybody be going to Tampa on Thanksgiving?
Well, that's the question that I've posed to my wife, who's pretending she's sleeping, not listening to
me. Yeah, well, then
right
why
now.
Are you going to Tampa?
Well, I have no choice. I mean,
yeah.
You know, Phil,
I have no
you
choice,
know how
yeah.
Sometimes it's just one of those things?
Yeah, I
when
know.
Your wife says you're going?
Yeah, and your wife says, go get Henry's couch, and you go get it. And then you get
hey,
to sleep
I still
on
got
it.
That thing.
Yeah, I know. You're sleeping on it every night.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks very much. And if we're ever back in Florida, I can recommend a couple of good maids.
Yeah, well, I appreciate
back in Minneapolis,
that. Thanks,
man.
Bye. Good luck to you,
all
Phil.
Right, thanks, bye. See what I mean about those guys down there? Hey, when you're done in there, can you come down here? George Bush asked the U.S. Supreme Court on Wednesday to bar the use of hand-counted ballots in Florida's fiercely contested presidential election. Bush's lawyers filed two quick appeals with the nation's highest court and asked the justices to grant quick review. However, they did not file any emergency request for an immediate halt to the recount. This is a case of the utmost national importance involving the Constitution's most fundamental rights as exercised in the nation's most important election, the lawyers said in court papers. The outcome of the election of the presidency of the United States may hang in the balance. Well, then on second thought, it ain't that big of a deal. So that's the latest. And did you understand that? You did. So did I, sort of. I don't have time to digest any of this crap because I got to get moving on to some of these really great phone calls from people who are stuck in traffic here on Thanksgiving Eve. But I think what that means, basically, is that Bush is going to take this to the United States Supreme Court, and he's going to hope they can rule on this within, the next few days, because don't they have to start counting electoral votes? And then that becomes a constitutional question. And then we may have Clinton for another 4 years. But like I said, he's better than nothing. In fact, he's better than either one of these guys. Don't you think he's looking better and better as the days go by? So he had whatever the hell it was he had in the Oval Office. So she was fat. Here is Cortland, New York on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
Real good. So where are you going, ma'am?
This is Kim. I'm between Binghamton and Syracuse.
Yeah.
I
know where that is. I used to work in Utica.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
We've been traveling since about 1 o'clock this afternoon from Connecticut. And from we got to Binghamton probably around 5:30.
Right.
And
yeah.
We just hit the other side of Cortland now, and we've been averaging about 35 miles an hour.
So how far is the trip that you're going from Connecticut to Syracuse, right?
Well, we're going up to Rochester. It's about 400 miles.
Okay, 400 miles, and generally that would take you, I'm going to guess, like 5 hours maybe?
Well, about 6.5, 7.
If you're really, is it interstate all the way?
Pretty much, yeah.
And how long is it going to take you?
At this point, let's see, it's 7:30 here. We'll probably be getting there about 9 o'clock.
By the time there's a president?
Yeah, at this rate, yeah.
9 o'clock, so how many hours is that then?
That's going to be about 8, almost 9 hours.
Well, that isn't too bad.
Oh, it is when you've been, and right now we're in the middle of a snowstorm.
Oh, it's snowing. I forgot about upstate
New York. Yeah,
upstate New York, it's snowing. I saw that whole buffalo situation they were digging out. And yeah, and don't forget, there's global warming, ma'am. So, you know, we're losing our ozone. It's for they're like in 60 feet of snow in upstate New York, and people.
The
climate's definitely getting warmer. I can tell.
Oh yeah, right.
Well, thank you for joining us here and telling us about your travails.
Oh sure.
Okay, who you got in the car with you? Your husband?
My husband.
And a state trooper tied up with tape over his mouth.
Well, no, good. We left him on the side of the road.
All right. Well, listen. Good luck and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, bye. Why'd you pot her down? You know, you've got too much control over there with those volume knobs. I can hear you potting things up and down. Okay, so there's a lady who's going from Connecticut to Rochester, ordinarily 400 miles. That's about a 6-7. If you're really motoring it, if you drive like Taylor, it's about a 3-hour trip. If you drive like me, it's about 5-6 hours. And if you drive like that lady, she says it's generally a 7-hour trip, but it's going to take them 8. Wow. Well, 2 years ago, I'll never forget Thanksgiving. Everybody was on the road. For some reason, nobody was flying. Everybody was driving. And I remember 2 years ago, it was brutality unchained. I mean, there was people just stuck, dying out there. I mean, they were pulling their car off to the side of the road and just going off to the great hunting ground in the sky. They were giving up. They were just croaking. They were hugging their dog and kissing it, just, you know, shuffling off the mortal coil. Anyway, James Baker's got something more to say here. This is a tape. James Baker, you know, was heard to say yesterday that he thought the justices of the Supreme Court for the state of Florida were a bunch of nincompoops. And that's in a direct quote. Now I guess he's making another statement here, but they're talking about what's going on in Miami and in the rest of the country with regard to the recount in the Miami-Dade. County of Miami-Dade is not going to, they're not going to count any more votes. They just said, screw it, we don't have enough time. You know, Palm Beach, I think they said they're going to start counting early on Friday morning. And what's the other one? There's a couple other counties. I don't know whether they can even count. They just sent word from Duval. They can't count there. So anyway, by the way, did you hear that they released 102 Dalmatians in Florida and it's only going to be 97? So, you know, I heard that on Paul Harvey. Here's Downey on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
I feel fine. I'm just great. I'm going to take some time off to be with the family, and then I'm being shipped overseas.
Oh, well, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting here with my ex-husband. And
are you in a car?
Yeah, we're in a car.
Okay.
And I got my 10-year-old son in the back. He's got his keyboard going, playing The Ghost and Mr. Chicken. And
now, where are you going?
We're going to Santa Cruz.
From
we left San Juan Capistrano at about 2 o'clock, and we were in Downey a few weeks ago. We made a little bit of progress. We're in Commerce now.
That's brutal. So. For you guys who don't know, San Juan Capistrano to Downey, that's just like from north of San Diego to Los Angeles in 3 hours. You ain't making very good time.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's wow. That's dramatic. And you're going to
Santa Cruz.
You'll be pulling in about Sunday then, huh?
Yeah, probably.
Just about Sunday, about 3 more days.
Yeah, we'll be in time for leftovers.
Have you got camping equipment in the car?
Do
you have a Coleman lantern or something? Something that'll keep you warm?
No, just a VCR in the back.
Okay, because by the time you get to Santa Cruz, that global warming will have kicked in.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, good. So you got your husband and the kid is playing some kind of a banned video game.
He's playing The Ghost and Mr. Chicken on his keyboard.
Oh, I know that one, yeah.
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 You want to hear it?
Yeah, please.
Okay, here. Go, Nicholas, go. Do it. Did you hear it?
Yeah, he's still playing, I can hear.
Yeah.
He just keeps on going, huh?
He's been playing since about 2 o'clock.
Thing over and over again, yeah.
Did he vote? Did he vote?
Yeah.
No, thank goodness.
Well, listen, thank you for that, for the music and for the call, because I know that...
Absolutely.
You guys got
we
a
love
long,
you, Phil.
Thank you. You got a long night ahead of you, so we appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay.
Good night.
Okay, bye. Okay. Bye. Okay, bye. Bye. So that poor lady and her husband and the little boy with the ghost and Mr. Chicken, or is it the chicken and Mr. Ghost? Or it's whose chicken? He put his hands around what chicken? Anyway, that was a nice song. Kid's like a prodigy. I don't know. For some reason, I saw somebody who looked a little bit like Bela Lugosi, only 3 years old. Was that kid wearing a cape? 1-800-449-8686. Day before Thanksgiving here on The Phil Hendry Show. Here's the Phil Hendry Show.
And now, KBUT, the rock of the Eastern Carolina Iron Range, presents the Skippy and Frank Show. Check in with Skippy and Frank. Rock it out. Two bad boys driving you to work each and every morning here on KBUT. K-Butt, the Big Butt 94.3.
That's right, Big Butt 94.3 is about 20 minutes after 10, 6 minutes to 25. And Skippy.
And I'm Frank.
Yeah. Hey, you know, this is Kiss My Butt. Kiss My Butt Wednesday.
That's right, Kiss My Butt Wednesday. You send us a picture of you kissing somebody's butt.
Yeah, if we like it, you have the opportunity to shoot a turkey off my hand.
that's out of sight.
Oh, man, I'll tell you something right now. Skippy Frank Show, 20 minutes after 6, 6:20.
Yeah, we're checking in with the traffic there.
Yeah, I came out traffic. We're checking in with the came out traffic here in just a second. Find out what's going on the highway because I was going to be Thanksgiving's tomorrow.
That's right, and K-Bot, of course, is going to give you an opportunity to win a turkey.
Yeah, well, you can shoot the turkey off my head if we like your Kiss My Butt picture. But first, let's go up to traffic. Now let's go to Bob Brown, who's the big brown eye in the sky with K-Butt traffic. Bob? Bob? Bob!
Skippy and Frank, you guys are really... I'll tell you something right now. You guys are really wacky and kooky. I've got K-Butt traffic up here right now. We're looking down there at the Eagle Interchange right now. A couple of people are down there. They're dead. There's a woman screaming. She's running from a car covered with blood. It doesn't look too serious out there. And there's a stagecoach that don't return with some horses running free out there on the fast lane right now. And so what about the traffic we're talking about, Skippy Frank?
Hey, Bob.
Yeah, Skippy.
Listen, you know this is Kiss My Butt Wednesday, so I got to make sure there's a lot of people out there kissing each other's butts. So how many people are out there kissing each other's butts right now?
I'm sorry, say that again?
How many people are kissing butts out there? This is Skippy and Frank's Kiss My Butt Wednesday. There's got to be some people out there kissing butt.
Yeah, how many people are kissing butts out there?
You think people are actually out here listening? Wait a second. Do you guys honestly believe people listen to your show?
Come on, quit screwing around. The people...
No, I'm not screwing around. You know, yes, okay, I do the traffic. Yes, I get up here and I laugh and I talk about all the things that are going on. But you don't honestly believe for one second that anybody is listening to your rank, foul, putrid, pedestrian, piece of crap show, do you?
Yes, we do.
Okay, thanks for asking me whether it's Bob Brown with traffic. I'm Bob Traffic here. By the way, you suck.
All right, thanks, Bob Brown. Big brown eye in the sky with K-Butt traffic.
Yeah, all right.
I was bringing that kid. What a contest here. Okay. I can still hear his helicopter. Bob, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What about it?
Okay, thanks. Skip me, Frank, your K-Bot. 620. It's 20 minutes at 6 o'clock K-Bot time right now here on the Skip me, Frank show. I'll tell you something right now. We got to get a... this kid who won the contest. And what's the contest all about, Frank?
Well, the contest was, you had to take a picture of yourself kissing somebody's butt.
Right, so this kid won a contest here on the Skip and Frank show. And the contest... Oh, wait a second. We got a call from President Clinton, don't we?
That's right. President Clinton has called K-Butt here in the East Carolina Iron Range. Hey, let's get President Clinton on the phone right now here at the Skip and Frank show. Hey, President Clinton, how you doing?
Hold on.
Hi, Skip and Frank.
Hey, how you doing, President Clinton?
I'm doing real good. And happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Hey, what do you think about this president's election?
Well, I hope that Al Gore wins because he's got, far better looking pussy walking around.
Okay, we can't say that word. All right. The Skippy and Frank Show will be right back.
It's going to be a Frank show. It's 20 minutes after 6 o'clock here. And anyway, we got this kid who's going to, what? Yeah, okay. Who's on the Skippy and Frank fun prize line?
Yeah, Skippy?
Yeah.
This is Dick Dieterman.
Okay, you're on the Skippy and Frank fun prize line, and you've won a fun prize.
No, I'm the general manager of the radio station. Could you turn that off, please?
Hey, listen, Tim, this...
Just shut up, Frank. Turn the music off. Okay, I heard the P word. What's that all about?
I was just, Skippy and Frank fun show. Yeah, 6:20, 20 minutes after 6, Skippy and Frank.
Yeah. You're fired. Both of you are fired.
Can I still do the turkey shoot thing?
Do your stupid turkey shoot, and then you're fired. Get out of my radio station.
All right, this is Skippy and Frank show. We're going to do the turkey shoot thing.
And then we're fired.
That's right. That's right. Now, go ahead.
All right, we got a kid who won a contest here, and his name's R.C. Collins. R.C., how you doing?
I'm doing really good, Skippy and Frank. You guys are bitching.
Okay, you want to shoot this turkey off my head?
Yeah.
This is a really cool picture. What's the picture of?
That's a picture of me kissing my dog's butt area.
All right, this is our kissing butt Wednesday here. So here, see this turkey?
Yeah.
I got it on my head. See that?
Yeah.
All right, all you got to do, kid, is shoot the turkey. Please, dear Jesus, shoot only the turkey. See the turkey? The turkey knows he's going to die.
Yeah, this is going to be so cool shooting a turkey. I hope I don't miss.
I hope you don't miss either, kid, okay? So let's see. Yeah. Go ahead, kid. Take aim.
Okay, I'm going to take aim now.
Don't miss, kid.
I won't.
Well, as you can see, the turkeys are still alive.
Yeah, I guess I missed.
Skippy, how you doing?